We are up to the Tefillah of Vayosha, which Vayosha is Yosher. It's called the Shiras Hayom. This is the Hakdamah to Yosher, which is the Shiras Hayom, which we say every day in davening. Our minig is to say it after Vayvarach David, before Ishtabach. In the Rishonim, there are three shitas about when to say Vayosha and Yosher. There's our minig, which is the Avudram, in the Tor, they say that one says it before Oz Yosher. V'yosha and Oz Yosher before Yishtabach. The Shita of the Rambam is that it said after Yishtabach, before Yotzer. And what the reason of the Rambam is, we find two reasons. The Sefer Eshkol says that the reason the Rambam says this is because the Bracha Pesukei Dezimro is B'shir David Avdecho. So therefore, we only say the Tehillos of David HaMelech in Pesukei Dezimro. We say Ashrei Halukas, which are Tefillos of David HaMelech. Yichvod is Bikri David HaMelech Mizmelasoido. The Choris is also David. I'm sorry, Vayvarach David is also the Divrei of David HaMelech in Divrei Hayamim. The end of it, which is the Pesukim in Nehemiah, the Rambam Shitasi doesn't bring it in the Siddur. And the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah and the Siddur both tell us that Vayosha and Oz Yosher go after Yishtabach. Because not Shirei David Avdecha, says the Eshkol, and therefore its Makim is not in Pesukei Dezimro. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman and Aleph says a different reason why the Rambam Paskins like this. Because he asks the question, everywhere we put the Torah before Nevi'im and Ksuvim, why is it over here that we first say Tehillim, Divrayamim, we say Nevi'im and Ksuvim before we get to the Torah, Vayosha L'Zyosha, which is the Torah? Usually it goes in the reverse order. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that this Ken Zayin was the reason, the Makar of the Rambam, that it's not part of Pesukei Dezimro, but it goes after Pesukei Dezimro, and therefore it's not Shver, because in Pesukei Dezimro there is no Torah, and it's two separate parts of Tefillah, and therefore we cannot ask a question on the order. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, on our minig, it's a Shtark Akasha, why do we have it in this order? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that he found his kasha and desire. And the way the Aruch HaShulchan brings desire is that desire asks this question, why does the Nevi'im Ksuvim, Tehillim, Divrayabim come before the Torah, Vayosha and Oz Yosher? And desire answers that because Torah is the most chashiv, how goofy, we wanted to put it as close as possible to Tzlaisa the Miyoshev, Shema, which is called Tzlaisa the Miyoshev, we wanted to put it next to Kriyat Shema B'Chesel. Because it's most chashuv, therefore we placed it the closest to the most chashuv, to Shema. That we're building up Andragas to get to Shema. That first we start off with Tehillim and we build our way up till we get to Shema. And the building block with the step between the Tehillim and the Shema is the Pesukei HaTorah of Vayosha and Oz Yosher. This is the second opinion. The third opinion is the Eshkol himself. And the Eshkol disagrees with the Rambam and he says you can't say it between Yishtabach and Yotzer. Because the Yishalmi says, Hasach min Yishtabach liYotzer Averu biYodoy. So you see, you can't be Mafsik b'neihem. And therefore one cannot say Vayosha and Oz Yosher there. Therefore, says the Eshkol, the place is after Shmoneh Esrei. We say Vayosha and Oz Yosher, we say Shiras Hayom, says the Eshkol, every day after Shmoneh Esrei. This is the opinion of the Sefer HaEshkol. Now this that the Sefer HaEshkol was chalik in the Rambam and he said that it's a tzach bin ishtabach liyotzer. But the Rambam didn't care about that. The Rambam held that you're allowed to say Vayosha and Oz Yosher. The arbitrary heaven says that this is a yishuv to the Magen Avraham's kasha and the minhag hamekubalim to say aseres yemei tshuva shera malis between ishtabach and yotzer. Because you see the Rambam allows you to say Oz Yosher and Vayosha and Oz Yosher then. The Emek Bracha brings this Magen Avraham, and he says the same teretz, but he has a pickbook if it's a valid teretz or not. But this might be the halachic ramification of where we say it, mitzvah over to the minhagim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, says in Mitzvah, if you could say Sherem Aleph between the Shtabach and Yotzer. The Eshkol Shita is the third Shita. He says that you say it after Shemana Esrei, because he agrees to the Rambam that it's not Shirei David Avdech, and it can't be part of Pesukim D'Zimra. But he also says it can't be between the Shtabach and Yotzer, because you now will be Masik between the Shtabach and Yotzer. Therefore, the Eshkol put it after Shemana Esrei. Now, really, sort of related to this is, why do we say Vayosha and Azosha every day? And with this, it might be a yishuv to where we say it and why. Abu Dram says that the reason why we say Vayeshal Yosher is because with the psukim of Eivach David and the Shira, there's in it the 15 Lashainis of Shvachis that we say for Akkad, that we say in Yishtabach. Yishtabach has 15 Shvachim, and they're derived from the psukim of Eivach David and Az Yosher, and therefore, as an Akdama, as a prelude to Az Yosher, we say the psukim that these 15 Lashon of Shiris and Shvachis are derived from. If that's the case, David Ram, with it, we could be Miyashiv, both questions and Arminic. First of all, if it's not Shirei David, why are we saying it? L'chayro, Psukim Zimmer Shirei David. The answer to that is, Lafi David Ram, that it's not said so much as a part of Psukim Zimmer. But the reason why we're saying it is because this is where the bracha comes from. It's sort of an akdama to the bracha, Shalachra, Yishtabach. It's akdama to the bracha of Yishtabach that we could put in. Similar to this, that the Achranim say that even the Rambam agrees that we say Nishmas before Yishtabach and Shabbos. Ramesha and Avi Psalchim says that the reason is because it's like an akdama to the bracha of Yishtabach, and therefore it's allowed to be said. So to Lefida Abu Jaram, the end of Eivach David and Oz Yashar, which are not part of Divrei David Avdecho, still could be said because they're not said as a part of Sukkot Yisrael, Divrei David, Shirei David Avdecho, but they're said as an akdama, as an introduction to Yishtabach. Like this is also Miyoshev, the kash of the Aruch HaShulchan B'Shem Nazar, why it's before Yishtabach, why it's after the Nevi'im Muksuvim, because it's not really part of the Nevi'im, the Sukkot Yisrael, but it's an akdama to Yishtabach, and therefore it's places Dafka right before Yishtabach, after one finishes Psukim D'Zimra. Now in the Rishonim we find another reason why we say Vayosha Zosher every day. The Rekech, Reb Shlomo Jamaznia, other Rishonim, they say that the reason is because the Torah was mitzaveh to remember Yom Tzeiskam Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yomei Chayecho. Therefore we want to say the Shvach of it every day. The Machzor Vitri brings down in Hilchos Tisha B'Av that it was the Minik Dushos, Kahal Raimi, to say it every day except for Tisha B'Av, that they had, and in Sfara, that was the Minik, says the Machzor Vitri, that they had a Messiah from when they led to Golos Raimi, all the way back from the days of the Churban Abayis, to say Vayosha and Azosha every day, to be Masked the Shvachim of the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the Shainim say, because the Torah was so Machbid, so even though we're going to say it later in Shema and B'yotze the Mitzvah, but we want it as we shine to say the Hatzke Shvach, we want to say the Shvach of it because we realize how important it is, how fundamental it is to our Amunah, as the Chinuch explains. And therefore we want everybody to say over not just the Etzem Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Shvach Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now the Chara one could ask that we're saying over here, as Yosher, we're not talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyashma says that if one says Shiras Hayom, he's Yoitze saying Yitzias Mitzrayim. Some cipher, Kveger brings us some cipher and they disagree and they say that you're not Yoitze because the Pasuk says, Mantiskas Yom Tzeischam Eretz Mitzrayim, you need Yom Tzeischam Eretz Mitzrayim, this is not Yom Tzeischam Eretz Mitzrayim. But we see from these Rishonim, seemingly, that they're calling Shiras Hayom, Yitzias Mitzrayim. And last one's going to say that it's only the Shvach of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's not the Etzem Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you're not being Mekayim Mitzvah with it, therefore it's not such a starker raya. But in the Atzim Bir Advarma, the Magen Avraham, these Rishayim, that Shiras Hayam is considered Yom Tzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim. Why is that? Why is Shiras Hayam considered Yom Tzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim? In this, there are two answers. The first one is that we say in the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayosha Hashem Bayom Ahu. So the Rishayim ask, what's Bayom Ahu? Why do we say Bayom Ahu? And why do we say that the Chor, there was Atzala before that, when they left Mitzrayim? And also, why do we say Eloshon Vayosha and Avahitzel? The Yairetz explains the difference between Atzala and Yeshua is that Atzala is something that could still come again. There's a robber there, and he's trying to make a robbery. And the police come and the robber runs away. But the police didn't manage to catch the robber. So that's not a Yeshua, that's Hatzalah. Because he got saved now, but the robber could come again. Yeshua is when it can't come again. If the police would capture the robber, they would kill him. They would lock him up forever. That would be called the Yeshua. So when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it was only a Hatzalah. Because Mitzrayim was still around. Mitzrayim could be Rod of Achrayim. But by Yom Ahu, on that day, Hashem did a Yeshua Gemura. Because Adois HaYom HaLeim Pacha Mitzrayim, says the Arab. So that day they had the Pacha of Mitzrayim. As the Pasuk says, Vayiru Ma'oid. And only then were they fully out of Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim say that's why we said Miyad Mitzrayim, to show that they were underneath the restriction of Mitzrayim in their mindset still. Until Kriyas Yamsuf, they were still considered Miyad Mitzrayim. This is one Mahalach, why it's considered Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because they weren't really fully out of Mitzrayim until then. But more than that, one could say that there was two aspects to the Golos Mitzrayim. There was the Golos Mitzrayim, the Klai Yisrael was a Mitzrayim in a physical sense. And they were also a Mitzrayim in a spiritual sense. That they were Meshukua, the Memshes Teshari Tumo. The culture, the environment of Mitzrayim was in them. It creeped into them and filled them up. Like some cipher says, Vatimalei Aretz Oisam. It doesn't say, Vehem Milu Asa Aretz, Vatimalei Aretz Oisam. They came full of Mitzrayim. The culture, the environment of Mitzrayim filled them up. They came full with it. In a spiritual level, they were full of Mitzrayim. So Yetzias Mitzrayim needed two parts to it. It needed the physical leaving of Mitzrayim and it needed the spiritual leaving of Mitzrayim. When did they have the spiritual leaving of Mitzrayim? That came by the Yam Suf, by the Aminu B'Hashem of the Maik She'avdoi. They got back to the Amuno. They got to Rosh Shimcha Hayom HaShalero Yechezkel Ben Buzi. Hashem Shapinka says, why do we find in the Torah Kimat all the Shiras are on the Mapol of Rishayim? Why don't we say it in that Tavo? So Hashem Shem Pinkas explains that the reason for this is because when we say Shira on the Mapol of Rishayim, we're not just saying because our enemies aren't here, because bad people aren't here to bother us anymore. But it's a whole different kavana, a whole different intent, what we're saying Shira for. What we're saying Shira is that certain Rishayim are vehicles of creation of Ra in this world. They create and they bring more Ra to this world. Lehebech of the Tzadikim that Lehavdo bring Hatova, good, Toiv, Ritzoyin Hashem to this world. Rishayim Lehebech, they bring Ra to this world. They're Merkava of Ra, as Rishayim Shempinkas calls it. They're the Shurish, the sources of Ra. So cutting them off cuts off not only the Ra, but any Ra that they could bring further into this world to influence, to bring to others. We're cutting off, and that's what we say, Shira, and the Bittul Hara, the cutting off of the Ra, the stopping of the source of the Koiches Hara Ba'olam. And that's what all these Shiras are. Not in the physical salvation from our enemies, but in the Bittul Hara of the Rishoyim, and the Bittul of the Koyach Hara that they bring to this world. As you heard from the folds of your Yeshiva, Shlita, he says that that's what we say, Rashim Kalyat Mashalei Roy Yechezkel Ben Buzi, that the Zohar says that the reason for this was because Mitzrayim was the Ra of the whole world at that time. Kivayis Eretz Mitzrayim was the site of the Ra. The Zohar says that this galus that happened then because of the Bittul Ra was very close to this galus that happened by Maimon HaSinai. And that's why it was Rashim Kalyat Mashalei Roy Yechezkel Ben Buzi. With this, it's Miyosh of the Kasher of the Achronim. The Mefarshim, the Kadmonim asked, why is it that the Shivcha Hayam remained the Shivcha Hayam after such a Gidoy? And the Memchas Nevi'im came Nevi'im. If they were Zaych, the Zekelim Avei, like we'll see later on, such a high level of Nevi'os. The answer to that is that they weren't Zaychim in Tzara'atzvam, that they reached the level of Nevu'ah, that they didn't attain the Madregas of Nevu'ah. They were only Zaych to it because it was a bit of Haram, and maybe everything was much clearer. So when Klal Yisrael says Shira Hayom, they're saying on the bittul of the Koyach Hara that left them by the Yamsuf. And this is why the Magen Avraham and the Rishonim say that it's an aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Fakir that we don't say later on. Later on we only say in Shema, the physical Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here we're saying Vayoshel Yosher, a different aspect of the spiritual leaving of Mitzrayim. And this can be more than what we do by Gal Yisrael, by right before Shemayin Asrei, the Shir Hayam over there, because here we're talking about the spiritual aspect, the Shir which is sped, and the Chilik HaRuchni, the other half of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now to get to the beer of these psukim, we say Vayosha Hashem Vayom Ahu. So we explained already as Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim. So what does it mean, Miyad Mitzrayim? So the Rishonim, the Rekeach, Rishonim, Jamazni, others, they bring a Medrash. And with this, they answer a question. In the next passage, it says, Vayayi Sos Mitzrayim Meis. L'chur, we're talking about Mitzrayim. We should say Mitzrayim, Lashon Rabim. Like the Pesukim beforehand say, Meisim, dead. That they're all dead. Why does it say Mitzrayim? So the Rishonim bring a Medrash. That Uzzah, the Malach of Mitzrayim, was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it can't be Matzah Klal Yisrael. He can't save them because Hashem promised that they're going to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. That the Golus will be for Arba Me'ah Shana. And it's only Redu Shana, only 210 years they're there. How could they merit the Yeshua now? How could they be saved? Send them back to Mitzrayim. So Hashem told Gabriel to bring him the Nefashis that the Mitzrayim put in the Binyan, the ones that they killed there. And Gabriel brought it with one of them to one of them up. And Hashem told Uzzah, I told you, I said that they're going to be avod and baratz v'lo lohem. I didn't say this inui, this killing of the children, this kaisha shibur can be done. And this is why they're allowed to leave Mitzrayim now. And at that time, Hashem killed Uzzah the Sarek Shom Mitzrayim. And that's what it says. Ve'ish Hashem ayim esom yad Mitzrayim, from the yad of Uzzah, who was preventing them from being saved. And then Vayayi saw it's Mitzrayim Mace. The Christ also saw Mitzrayim Mace means they saw the Malach of Mitzrayim that was dead. Asvas Hayom. So what does it mean, Asvas Hayom? So in this, David Ezra and the Rashbam say that it means Yisrael that was Asvas Hayom. They saw Mitzrayim Mace. They saw that Mitzrayim was dead. But the Pshutei Shemikro, what Rashi teaches it and the other Mepharshim learn means that Klai Yisrael saw the Mitzrayim dead as Asvas Hayom because the Yam was pilot them, it spit them out. Now why is it relevant that they were Asvas Hayom? So in this, there's two reasons that the Mepharshim say based on the same point that the halacha is if somebody drowns, Lagabe Agunis, it's difficult to be made on who it was with that Akaras Panim because the people change through drowning. But Rabbi Yosef Mislotzkin as Joshua says that the Mashdam Paskins that if the person was spit out to the Svas Hayom, since even if you don't see him right away, but since the water is constantly going over him, he's like he's in the water of Einem Mishtana. Even though the Gemara says that if he's not saw it seeing the right hand comes out of the water, he's mishtana. But when the water keeps on going over to him, he's not mishtana. So it says the Rabbi Yosef Mislutz Gebayt Anis Mashdam. That's why it says Asvas Hayom to show that the waters were still going over them, and Klai Yisrael was able to see that it was the Mitzrayim that were spit out, because the reason why they were spit out was that Klai Yisrael shouldn't say that the Mitzrayim are getting out on the other side. So they see it, sees dead bodies, it wouldn't suffice, because they could think it's other people that were here from who knows when. But now that they see that it was the Asvas Hayom, they saw them when they didn't lose that Karspadim, they were able to see there was talking to the Mitzrayim and no one else. Others say, based on the Sipurna says, Mesos Vasayah means that there was piloted while they were still alive. And they died on Vasayah. And the reason is, in order that they should recognize themselves, Reb Shualeb. Others say that Klai Yisrael, they should see Klai Yisrael, that they're dying, to realize that Klai, they have the bush of Klai Yisrael seeing them, of Klai Yisrael getting, so to speak, the last laugh, of Klai Yisrael being vindicated, that they should realize this, they should see it while they're dying. And that was an added part of their Einish. Now we say, Vayar Yisrael, as a Yod HaGdoilo. And Klai Yisrael saw the Yod HaGdoilo. So the Yod HaGdoilo means, Midas Chazdoi, as we always say, that Hashem saved Klai Yisrael. This is the Midas Chazdoi, but Tuba is the Yod HaGdoilo. Asher also Hashem b'Mitzrayim, that Hashem did to Mitzrayim. Vayiru Omas Hashem. And the nation of Klai Yisrael got Yiras Hashem. The Archaim says it means Yiras HaRaimim, it's not just Yiras HaAinish. Ve'yaminu b'Hashem, and they came to levels of Amun and Hashem. That the Mepharshim said, the Rishonim said that even though in Mitzrayim it says that they were Yavin in Hashem, when Moshe gave them the Simonim. But afterwards it says that they told Moshe and Rishonim ben Eparoi, that they blamed Moshe for being Ra, so they lost some of their Amunah. So now they came back to it, to a complete level of Amunah. Vayaminu b'Hashem, and they believed in Hashem of Moshe Avdoi, and Moshe, that he, number one, he's the Eved of Hashem, who's Neman b'Shlichusoi. And number two, that everything he's saying is from Hashem. Now the Mepharshim ask, why is it that Dafka over here, they got at a level of Amunah? B'chari, they saw so many Nisim and Mitzrayim, all the Einshim that were born in the Mitzrayim. Why is it Dafka over here that we find, Vayiru Omas HaOmas Hashem, Vayaminu b'Hashem, Moshe Avdoi? So the Chofetz Chaim says that the reason for this is because we see by the Shira, Rashi points out from Chazal, that there was three levels of the way the Mitzrayim died. There was those that were Kakash, the Rishayim, Gemurim, that they went up and down, floating around, and it was a difficult, hard Einish. There was the Beinanim, and there was the Tzadikim, that went Kevin and Kefaris, each person Kefi. Kefaris, like lad, each person Kefi, his mitzvahs, his Averis, how bad of a rush he was. That's how long it took him to sink, to drown. And that's how much Einshim Yisurim he got while he was in the Yamsuf. So that they saw at this time, that not like all the Makkas where it seemed that there was one Zardin on all the Mitzvahim, not differentiating between how good and how bad they were. But we see that there's an exact in Mecheshman, each person according to the mitzvahs and the rishis that he did. That's what he gets. That brought them to new levels of Yira and Amunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he didn't have previously. If Shimon Schwab says that it's a whole different reason why they came to new levels of Amunah in this by there, and it's Amunah that lasted then in them, as we're going to see in a minute. If Shimon Schwab says that the reason is because when they were walking in the Yamsuf, at any second the waters could come crashing over them, Klai Yisrael was in a pachat, that at any second they could drown because the waters could come rushing back, crash down on top of them. That knowledge that at any second they're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at any second they could be killed within a second if a nes is not happening to them, brought them to everlasting levels of Amunah. The Mepharshim ask, why does it say Vayar Yisrael Sayod HaGdoila Asher Osa Hashem in Mitzrayim Vayiru Omes Hashem? So the Mepharshim explain, why are we changing from Yisrael to Om? That it's referring to two different people, the Tzadikim of Yisrael, the Yisrael is the Baal Medrego. They saw the Yad HaGdoila Asher Osa in Mitzrayim, they already had Emunah, and they were ready to see Gadlos and the Flois HaBayrei, many great things. But it was the Om, the Pshutei Om, that they only got, they attained over there, they didn't have emunah yet, and that's what they attained through Kriyas Yam Suf. Rabbi Shimon Schwab, based on his insight, says, and others say, that it lasted, Vayiraha means it left a lasting era in Klal Yisrael, L'dayr Yidayris, that there was something implanted in Klal Yisrael, a level of emunah. There was some emunah planted in Klal Yisrael, that the emunah, the yira, that all generations have, comes from there. As the Migdal says, Vayar Yisrael refers to the door that left Mitzrayim. Vayir Omes Hashem refers to all the generations. Because since they got such a clear awareness of Hashem and the Nisim and the Gadlus and the Flois HaBayri, therefore left an everlasting implantation of Yira Namunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means to not only the people that were there, but in the Om of Klal Yisrael for all future generations.